From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
Julie Collins is the Federal Member for Franklin and the Shadow Minister for Ageing and Mental Health. Julie Collins, good morning to you. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Leon, and to your listeners.
Have you made up your mind? Who are you backing to as the person in your party to replace Bill Shorten?
Well, obviously, we haven't even opened nominations yet or closed them. But if it becomes Chris Bowen and Anthony Albanese, both of whom have declared, I would be supporting Anthony Albanese. I think they're both two very good candidates. They've both got a lot of experience. But I think that Anthony has a slight edge and that he can appeal to a broader base of people. He's also been a terrific friend to Tasmania. He's been down here a lot of times, so he knows Tasmania very, very well. And I think he can help us, particularly in the north and northwest.
Is there another, I mean, if they're the two candidates, would you like to see a larger field? Is there anybody that you would like to encourage that you're pushing to put their hand up?
Well, I think I would support Anthony because I think that he has the broadest appeal out of the candidates that are being talked about. As I said, he's been a great friend to Tasmania. I think that his working class upbringing, you know, the child of a single mum and his story, I think will resonate right across the country, right across the whole demographic.
But one of the conclusions that some are drawing from the federal election campaign is that the policies of the left, of which he's a part, were the policies that largely didn't resonate with voters, particularly working class voters in regional areas. You could include Braddon and Bass in that. Are you at risk of repeating the mistakes that cost you this election?
I think the issue about what cost us the election is multifactorial. I think clearly we had, a broad policy options and we were fighting on too many fronts, I think, in terms of our policy. We opened ourselves wide up by being completely upfront and honest with the Australian people about a whole range of policy issues. And that meant, of course, that we became the target and the election became about us rather than about the government.
Is that why you lost Bass and Braddon?
I think it's some of it. I think the other issues, the Palmer ads clearly hurt and worked in working class areas. The vote came straight off Labor, went to Palmer and then went directly to the Liberals. I think Clive Palmer wanted the Liberal Party to win and he succeeded in that. And clearly that is an issue not just in Tasmania but right around the country. If you have a look at those working class booths, right through Queensland, Western Australia, South Australia, Victoria and New South Wales, I mean, right across the whole country, that has been an issue. Clearly we've heard from the Liberal Party here in Tasmania that their parochial campaign, their north-south, had an impact. And I think, quite frankly, the Liberals should be ashamed of that. I mean, the Premier, for being part of that, I think is disgraceful, setting Tasmanians against other Tasmanians and telling lies. I mean, that $25 million for AFL was never for the AFL. It was for infrastructure in Tasmania so that we could get a team. It was never about a football team in the south. I mean, most people assume if we have a statewide football team for Tasmania that it will be, you know, half the games in the north, half in the south. I mean, it was an outright lie.
Terrible. What does it say about your party that you weren't able to make that case in the weeks that you had that policy out there leading up to the campaign? I mean, that's a failing of your ability, you and your fellow candidates' ability to make that case. We gave every one of them a chance to come on mornings to talk about those issues. We met all of them.
I absolutely accept that, Leon. You know, as I say, you know, I'm obviously very humbled and feel very privileged to be re-representing the people of Franklin. But we also, you know, apologise to those Labor voters. You know, we could have and we should have done better.
You're going to have to drop your policy on, for example, looking at lifting Newstart. I mean, the parts of Tasmania that perhaps rely most heavily on Newstart, the north, the northwest, in many ways, voted a different way.
We'll need
so
to
is
review,
that over now?
I think we'll have to review all of our policies, Leon. And I think that after a loss, any party should review its policies. I mean, we always knew this election was going to be very tight. It's almost, you know, the status quo with one or two extra seats for the government. But if you look at the overall two-party preferred vote, it's 5,200,000, 5,100,000. I mean, it's still quite a close race across the country in terms of the outcome of this election. I think the issue was everybody expected Labor to win. People expected more of us and we had to explain more.
Appreciate you coming in this morning. Thank you.